Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Bethany Chapel. It's a joy to be able to celebrate this Eucharist with you today. This year, Ash Wednesday and St. Valentine's Day coincide. For all of those cheapos who don't want to spend money at a fancy restaurant, you can say to your wife or your girlfriend, "Let's go down to St. Bridget's for Mass and the Ashes, and then we can swing by McDonald's for one of those fish sandwiches." But what does St. Valentine's Day have to do with Ash Wednesday? St. Valentine's Day, chocolate, flowers. Ash Wednesday, ashes, fasting. But actually, both days are about relationships. Valentine's Day is about celebrating married life, courtship, friendship. The original St. Valentine was a priest in Rome when a very cruel emperor, Claudius, forbade marriages because he thought it was hindering his attempt to get young men into the army. But St. Valentine performed these clandestine weddings for which he was put to death. In my 20 years in Washington, the people at the Marriage Bureau used to call me St. Valentine because I had more weddings than any priest or minister in the District of Columbia during 20 years. Sometimes we would have 10, 15 couples at a Sunday Mass, sort of like Reverend Moon, you know. There was a time when many immigrants were coming. They were all young people, and it was a joy to be a part of their marriages. Now, on St. Valentine's Day, the guy who never gets anything for his wife or girlfriend buys flowers, takes her out to dinner. It's a way of saying, "I value this relationship. I'm thankful for it. And if I seem to take it for granted, today I want you to know how important you are to me." It's important to shore up relationships, to celebrate the love and friendship that unites. Lent is about investing time and effort into the most important relationship of all, our relationship with God. The symbol of St. Valentine's Day is the heart, which symbolizes love. Ash Wednesday, the symbol of the ashes that were made from the palms from last year's Palm Sunday. But they are given to us in the sign of the cross because the ashes are redeemed. And the cross is also a symbol of love, sacrificial love, making a gift of one's life to God and to others. Lent is our spiritual Winter Olympics. Each year we listen to this same Gospel of St. Matthew, taken from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus discusses the traditional practices of piety from the time of the Old Testament: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. The questions raised in the Gospel are about the what of these practices of piety, the how, and the why. The what are the traditional practices: the almsgiving, the prayer, the fasting. The Pharisees did all of these things, but they were external actions geared to impress people, to look better than others, to show off. Jesus says that we should not give alms, fast, or pray like that. He wants to stress that the how we do these things is very important. Don't blow a trumpet. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing when you give alms. Don't look gloomy and make faces. do the works of penance with humility, discretion, modesty, joy, and love. And not for our own glory, but for the glory of God. The why is also very important. Some people fast because they want to look better in their bathing suits. Real penance is about relationships. Performing the works of mercy with great love, praying so that we can draw closer to God and become more generous, more forgiving, more available to serve. I always remind people Lent is one of these old Anglo-Saxon four-letter words that originally meant springtime. Lent is springtime. It's about new life and about spring cleaning. In Lent, we ask for forgiveness for our sins and our selfishness, and we rejoice in God's mercy. It is a time to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. Discipline is also a part of the Lenten program. By sacrificing sweets or smokes or movies, we can put aside money to help feed the poor, to participate in the rice bowl. Today, in all the churches of the Archdiocese will have a collection for Catholic Charities because there's so many demands on their services at this time. Lent is a time to examine our own attitudes toward material things. Is the golden calf of money the false god that commands all of our attention? The 40 days of Lent are a baptismal retreat. We join Jesus in the 40 days of his Lenten fasting in the desert. But it's also a time when all of us are preparing so that at the end of Lent, in the company of all of those new Catholics who will be baptized on Holy Saturday, we will together with them renew our baptismal vows, our promises to be Jesus' disciples. The desert, the silence of Jesus' retreat in the desert, are an invitation to us to look for time and space for God, a little quiet, a little time to reflect on the message of the gospel. Lent will be a success if through prayer and works of mercy and discipline we can grow a little closer to God and to our brothers and sisters. The ashes are to remind us that life is fleeting and we need to use our time well and attend to our relationships with God and with others that give meaning to our existence. Remember, Jesus says, no gloomy faces. Lent is a journey of love toward the heart of God. Welcome.